Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, a question in from Nkululeko Musi. And Nkululeko wanted to know, is a sub-4-hour a realistic finishing time at the Kaapse Hoop Marathon? He says he usually runs a marathon in between 4:20 and 4:25 comfortably. July did 200 kilometers, August and September 300 kilometers mileage. He's aiming for a sub-4 at Kaapse Hoop, and he's heard that it's a pretty fast marathon. I asked what his 10 and 21 kilometer times are right now to give you a bit of a guide. He's running 10Ks in 55 minutes and a half marathon in 2:02. Is a sub-4 marathon at Kaapse Hoop a bit of a stretch?
Look, it is a bit of a stretch. He's right that it is a faster race. With these downhill marathons, the mistake that a lot of people make is that they really just shred their legs at the beginning going way too fast. And although Kaapse Hoop is a net downhill race, they have left quite a lot of work to do in the last 7Ks of the race. So if you do hammer it out and go way too hard, then you're going to run into problems. So with a 2:02 half marathon, I think you would be foolish to go for a sub-4. Doing 4:20 to 4:25 comfortably on a marathon means that maybe if you raced a marathon, you could, well, based on his 2:02, he could probably do a marathon in between 4:10 and 4:15, probably closer to 4:15. So with Kaapse Hoop, maybe you could look at 7 or 8 minutes on there. So at absolute best case scenario, I think he can look at somewhere around 4:07 to 4:10. That's the sort of time that I would be aiming for. I think if he goes for sub-4, he's going to run into problems.
Nkululeko, I hope that helps. Good luck in the final few weeks in the build-up to Kaapse Hoop, and best of luck for that marathon as well. Until next time, don't forget, if you'd like to get your questions in, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com. Check out the podcast section. There's a form on the right-hand side that you can submit your question, and we could be answering it next time out. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.